welcome back. Well, we're going to move away now from the Waterford Business Awards. Kieran Foley from the WLR News team was recently in Kilmacthomas, where he spoke to Caroline O'Byrne, who runs Reflexology by Caroline. She recently moved to a new premises with accommodation and just opened beside the Greenway, really showing that Kilmac is flourishing these days. Have a listen.
Caroline, you're enjoying great success with your reflexology and your treatments. Why did you make the decision to expand and look at providing accommodation?
I suppose it was my husband's idea, really, to, you know, convert. It was originally a tack room to my reflexology studio. And then there was old stables there. And he said, you know, both of us chatted about it for a couple of years. And we just decided, listen, we both hit the mid-50s, and we said, we do it. We don't do it now, we never will. So we decided to up an old building, and yeah, here we are, opening it today.
And what can people expect, Caroline, at Robin's Rest?
It's a two-bed. There's two double bedrooms, actually, and one is a mezzanine, kitchen come dining room, and we're actually going to do couples only. I focus, because I do reflexology, I love wellness, and we've created a lovely space in the garden. Robin's Rest leads out to a lovely sauna, so you can enjoy a sauna, glass of wine in the garden, and also you can avail of reflexology treatments while staying at Robin's Rest.
And of course, we're located right here alongside the Greenway, which is a fantastic offering.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And it'd be a lovely day out for somebody to stay at Robin's Rest, hire a bike from Waterford Greenway, bike hire, and maybe have breakfast at the coach house and cycle along the Greenway and then come back. And there's a beautiful restaurant in Kilmac called Amo and Rose, and we dine there quite regularly and we love it, but all on the doorstep. It's fantastic. And then, of course, you have the Copper Coast less than 10 minutes away, and Cam Shannon, Mahon Falls, you know, Crew Coffee. The list goes on. It's just a fantastic place where we live now, Kilmacthomas.
So your decision to open accommodation has really been prompted by this revival, which we've seen so much of in Kilmacthomas and Mid-County Waterford.
Absolutely. And actually, it was funny. A friend of mine said, well, look, at my husband works for a company called Malwood Limited. And I said, OK, I'll give him a ring. And, you know, a guy, he's Tommy Kent, lovely, lovely guy, came into the yard. And I went to school with his two sisters in Ferrybank. And I went, oh, my God, I know your two sisters. You have to do it for me. So the journey went from there, and they were fantastic. We had such fun even with them. I'm going to miss it so much. And then, you know, I kept it local. Architect Edmund Rockett up the road, his mum, Colleen Rockett, fantastic. She did the curtains, all the interiors for me. And Billy Power works with her. You know, they're all local people. So we even got the nibbles from Amo and Rose today. They were fabulous.
Hi, it's Patricia Power here, formerly of Room to Improve. So I'm a professional quantity surveyor. So generally, I kind of work for the clients and advise them on costs for their refurb, house build, extension. So that's me.
And Patricia, you performed the official opening here at Robin's Rest today. What's your impression of what Caroline has achieved here in Kilmacthomas?
I have to say, for Caroline and Timmy, it's amazing just to see growth, expansion in a local area. Like, I knew this building before it was anything, and there were old derelict stables. Now, it's stunning in itself. It had the old stone structure and the old slate roof, but there was nothing in it. There was all kind of stable, what shall we call them? Kind of, I don't know, doors and stable kind of cages, if you know what I mean. So like to see that transformed and that building and the uniqueness of this structure now into something that is like really high quality accommodation. This is 5-star living. Like, I've just walked in there. It's amazing. I have the opportunity of staying there tonight, which I can't wait for. But to see a building transformed back to, actually something better than its former glory. You just can't beat it. This has character. It has style. Really, you can't build new to that level anymore. You can't get that character in a new building. You'll get it in an old building. And when you can restore the and still hold on to the charm of an old building, that to me is a win-win situation. It's stunning.
And we're here inside Robin's Rest now, Caroline, looking at the beautiful mural which is here with these eye-catching robins. Lots of work has really went into this interior design.
Yes, and I never thought I had a flair for interior design, but no, well, of course my son's name is Robin, so we called it after him. I thought it'd be a nice personal touch, and to have a nice painting or a mural. All the tradesmen were fantastic. I mean, Jerry Casey, the best carpenter in the southeast from Bunmahan, did the kitchen. I just said to Jerry, you know, surprise me with a nice bathroom cabinet. Never seen anything like it. And the flowers were just fantastic today. I mean, John Coffey, he owns a company called Cumra Mountain Blooms. Beautiful, beautiful flowers. I'll definitely get them again.
And your business, as I mentioned, Reflexology by Caroline, going from strength to strength, but this isn't where you initially located. Take us through how the business has actually evolved over the years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I came to Kilmac Thomas about 10 years ago now. And I always liked to work, and I thought, what am I going to do down here? Coming from the airlines to beauty therapy too. And I thought, you know, I had reflexology behind me. So I actually fell upon this fantastic course. Trish Daly, the principal of the WWETB, was here with us today. I did the best course ever. It was a 2-year start your own business course on our doorstep in Kilmac again. And then I rented a business, rented a building over there from Niall Barry. And, it was a great start. You know, I actually worked with Peter Kerwin before that in Kill. So, it was lovely. I just got to know so many people through reflexology.
And then you made the decision to open here.
Yeah, I made a decision. I mean, we have Robin is 8, and between school and dinners and everything. And Timmy said, why don't you just convert the tack room, you know, next door? You'll be right beside it. And we haven't looked back. Mm. It's been brilliant. And yeah, everybody just loves the energy when they drive in.
And huge demand for the services for reflexology.
Yeah, and it's lovely, and I do a little bit of work for the Solace as well, which is lovely as well. And I do reflexology, and, you know, I'm really busy here, so I'll have to try juggle the two now, but, you know, I'll incorporate both. I'm sure people will like reflexology when they come to Robin's Rest.
Brilliant. Well, continued success, Caroline O'Byrne, with Reflexology by Caroline and Robin's Rest.
Thanks so much, Kieran. You're always so good.
That's where I'm going to leave it for this week on the Hot Desk. Thanks very much to Kieran Foley and David Farrell for all their great content making tonight's show. I am back next week where we will look again at the categories in the Waterford Business Awards. John O'Shea is on his way with The Late Show.